This Sunday is the third Sunday after Pentecost. The psalm of the day is Psalm 100. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 through 8. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 through 15. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 20. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the epistle reading from Romans as follows. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one to whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations, for just as you once presented your members as slaves to impunity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Now here is the Reverend David Magruder with a sermon for this Sunday titled, Dead or Alive.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the most influential and important books of the New Testament is St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome. Today we hear from chapter 6, but in order to fully appreciate this last verse of Romans chapter 6, you need to hear it in light of the whole chapter, because it really forms one complete thought. And the thought is this: you are dead to sin, dead to yourself, dead to the law. And at the same time, you are alive to God, alive in Christ, and free from the judgment of God's law. The chapter begins with a question: are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, that's a good question. Paul's heard it many times, I'm sure, as he taught in the synagogues. But now he's teaching the truth, that the grace of God reconciles the enemies of God to him. Not only that, but the purpose of the law, the commandments of God, is not to make men better, like Saul the Pharisee, now Paul the Apostle, used to believe, but instead to amplify the law and destroy our pride and arrogance, so that we would trust in Christ and not in ourselves. Now, when you first hear that you are freed from the law, that grace abounds over sin, that the sinner is justified freely for Christ's sake, the first thing that the old Adam in us thinks is this: oh boy, now I can do whatever I want. In fact, why not sin, so that God can be even more gracious to me? Paul heard that question before, and he anticipates it. Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer is absolutely not. In fact, if you ask the question that way, you've missed the point entirely. You're dead. We died to sin. How can we still live in it? But we say, I'm still alive and breathing, Paul. What do you mean I'm dead? And Paul says, well, that's where you're dead wrong. Don't you know that those who were baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? You died, not physically. That will happen soon enough. You died in a much more significant way. God declared you dead, like a doctor signing a death certificate. When did that happen? When you were baptized. That's at the front end of this chapter of Romans, where Paul wrote, we were therefore buried with Christ through baptism into his death. Baptism is an objective act of the Word of God working through water. In that action of his, God declares you officially dead, crucified with Christ, buried with him. We think of being dead as a bad thing. And death is a bad thing, the result of our inherited sin. The wages of sin is death. But God has a different plan. He wants us dead now, to tuck us into the death of Christ now, which is the only death that is safe for a sinner. Die with Jesus. Be crucified with Jesus. Join to Jesus in his death. But God doesn't declare us dead so we can stay dead, but so we might be free to be truly alive. We were buried, therefore, with Christ by baptism into death, Paul wrote, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life. You see, it is not only about being dead, but being alive. Not in yourself, but in Christ. You are alive to God in Christ. And being alive to God in Christ, you get to walk in newness of life. A new life now. You don't even have to wait around for the resurrection, or what we call heaven. You are given a new life now, even while you are physically dying and legally declared dead. So you might say that God wants you dead and alive. Dead to sin and self. Alive in Christ, who is your life. And there is even more. Since God sees you as dead and alive, you may as well see it that way too. Who knows better anyway, you or God? Paul says, so you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And that sets up today's reading. Because you are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Your bodies, which were once instruments of unrighteousness, are now instruments for righteousness. Your whole body, all its 2,000 or so parts, along with your reason, senses, mind, spirit, and however else you want to slice and dice it, belongs to God as an instrument of righteousness. You have been rescued, brought from death, the wages of your sin, to life as a free gift of God. You have been freed from the law. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. The law cannot condemn you. You are no longer under law, but now you are under grace, undeserved kindness. And being under grace means something. Sin will have no dominion over you. That's God's promise. Because you are under grace, because you are dead to the law, because you are alive to God in Christ by His own declaration, sin will have no dominion over you. Now, you will sin, certainly, and you haven't ceased to be a sinner. But under the grace of God, sin has no lordship over you. You're not ruled by Lord Sin, but by the Lord Jesus. Now, that's an amazing thing. It's the opposite of the way we think about things. You would think that being under the law would keep things in order, wouldn't you? We run society that way. More rules keeps things in line. But God does things oppositely. He declares us dead to the law and the law dead to us. And rather than putting us under the law with threats of hellfire and brimstone, He puts us under grace, a rule of undeserved kindness and mercy. He justifies the sinner in Jesus. So, now what do you want to do? Keep on serving sin under the law? No way. There's a better way. Where you once offered your bodies as slaves to sin, now being set free by Christ, you are free to offer your bodies as slaves to righteousness. Now, this holiness is not something we accomplish in ourselves. It's the fruit that God produces in us when we live under grace and serve the Lord Jesus, being dead to the law and dead to sin. And it produces blessed works. Paul will unravel and unfold all of that for us in the rest of the letter. But we have to start here. The wages of sin is death, wages you earn. But the gracious gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Gifts you receive. You are baptized. You are dead and very much alive in Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please join us to confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear us as we pray in Your holy name and as You have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for today.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Cast out all sins and evil desires from us, and pour into our hearts your Holy Spirit to guide us into all blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Go in peace and serve the Lord.